Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audio book about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bobby Morgan Wood, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is The Wrong Hole. I put $300 in cash down the wrong hole of an ATM, and here's what happened. On a bitterly cold night one December, less than a week before Christmas, I stopped at an ATM to make a bank deposit. I would have preferred to use the teller, but it was long after the banking hours, around 11 or 11:30 at night. My then around 14-year-old daughter was with me in the car that night, but she was too busy on Facebook on her phone to get out of the car and come with me to the ATM machine. There were no other cars in the bank parking lot. "Sure you don't want to come with me to the machine?" I asked her, glancing over at the deserted machine, which was on the side of the bank facing the parking lot. Without her fingers slowing from their typing on the phone keypad or looking up from the screen of her phone, she answered, "Yeah." "But what if somebody tries to mug me? I mean, I'm depositing cash." "There's nobody else here, Mom." I wondered how she knew that without having looked up, but she was right. There wasn't anybody else there. Not only the bank parking lot, but the entire street was 100% empty. No stragglers in that type of cold. "Okay, well, that's fine, no problem," I told her. "I'll be right back." At the machine, I swiped my bank card and pressed the buttons on the screen to make a deposit. The machine asked me how much money I was going to be inserting, in what form, and so forth. Then the machine told me to insert the cash. Some colored lights started flashing on and off on the front of the machine, and it was clear to me that I was being timed. This is when the problem started. I had never deposited cash before into an ATM. I didn't know where the hole was. Oh my God, where do I put the freaking money? I looked over towards the car to try to signal the 14-year-old for help. Her head, covered in the hoodie of her coat, pointed down towards her phone in her lap, formed an impenetrable shield against my issues out here. I was truly on my own. My eyes searched the entire machine. There was the place you pulled out your card. There was the little screen where you chose what you wanted to do. There was the flashing light. There was a hole where the money comes out when you make a withdrawal. Where do you put the freaking money? The process timed out, and I had to reinsert my card and press the same buttons again in order to get to the same screen. Lights go off and money in hand. This time I methodically searched for any hole or means of egress for the $300 bills in my hand. There was a sort of metal console on part of the machine, which was slightly longer than the length of the $100 bills, and I slid the money down there, thinking it didn't make anything register on the computer screen when I inserted them, which seemed weird. Until I saw on the screen that no money had been deposited. That's when I marched to the car, knocked on the passenger side window of my car, where my daughter was curled up in a semi-fetal position of which her phone as the life-giving mana. "I need you to help me."
"With what? Did you deposit the money?"
"There was an issue."
"What do you mean? What kind of an issue?"
"I put the money in the machine, but nothing happened."
She frowned and got out of the car.
When we were standing in front of the machine, I told her, "Look, I have this check for $5 I didn't deposit with the cash, so I'm going to do the same thing with this that I did with my last deposit, okay?" I glanced at her. She was texting again. "So are you going to help me or what?"
"I'm watching."
I sighed.
Taking my wallet and my bank card out of my purse, I retraced all the steps I had gone through previously to make the deposit of the hundreds. Okay, I put my card in the machine like this, right? I enter my security code. I say I want to make a deposit. I went through all of the steps until it was time to put the check into the machine. To my daughter's credit, she was actually watching, and she wasn't holding her phone. And the pointer finger of her right hand was on a metal outlet tray jutting out of the machine that I hadn't noticed before. Did you put the money in here, Mom? What's that? That's where you put the money. Cautiously, I placed my check there and watched as the machine sucked it up smoothly and the screen displayed the amount inserted. How was I supposed to know that was where I was supposed to put the money? Because of the flashing light? And the arrow pointing down to it where it says that's where you put money for deposits? I didn't see that. It's too dark. I can't see in the dark. It's passed down in the family from your grandmother's side. It's called night blindness. My grandmother had it. It's why she never drove at night, although usually Grandpa did most of the driving anyway. Mom has it too. I was babbling, still in shock that I had poked $300 in cash down a random hole in the ATM. This was going nowhere. My daughter was back on her phone, probably telegraphing my tale of woe to her entire social network, which numbers in the thousands. Do you have a paperclip on you? I asked my daughter. No, she said, still texting. How can you know you don't have a paperclip on you if you don't check? Because I know, she answered as she typed with her thumbs on the tiny screen pad. Why? Show me where you put the money. I showed her the slit where I managed to get the $100 bills into the machine. I put it in here. Look down there. Do you see anything green? How'd you even get it in there? I don't know, I wailed. Actually, it went in pretty easily. I mean, once I found it. I'm thinking we get a paperclip and unbend it, and we use that to fish the money out. Let's try it. We can bite the end off using our teeth and straighten it out so it'll go down the hole. Why do we have to bite the end off with our teeth? So it'll fit down the hole. I mean the slit or whatever. I don't even get how you got it in there. We put the plan into place, returning to the car to dig around for supplies, and came up with both a paperclip and a bobby pin. Then we returned to the machine, taking our turns using our MacGyvered tools to ease down into the part of the machine where I had put my cash and feel around for the money. Do you think this is going to look suspicious on the security camera? I asked my daughter, who, on my turn, was back on her phone. You mean two people trying to use tools to try to get money out of the front of an ATM? Probably, she said. Well, you can hardly call this a tool, I said, holding up the straightened out paper clip in front of my face. Let's go home. You're going to have to call the bank in the morning and tell them what happened, she said. I know, I said. Otherwise, when they see the security tape, they'll release our pictures to the media and we'll be like, woman caught on tape trying to rip off an ATM. The next day on my break at work, I called the number on the back of the ATM card. The representative said he had never really heard of that problem before and to call the branch of the bank. I looked it up and dialed. When the phone was picked up, I started with, "Hi, I'm a bank customer, and you're never going to believe this, but last night I was trying to make a deposit, and I accidentally put my money into the wrong part of the machine." "I'm sorry. I'm not sure I heard that right. Could you say that again, please?" I was pretty sure I was being put on speakerphone for this one. How could I not be? "Last night, around 11 o'clock, I needed to make an ATM deposit of $300 cash, and so I used the ATM that's on the outside of the bank." "Which one?" "It's the one on the far right, the one furthest away from the street." "Okay." Anyway, so I wasn't sure where to put the money in, and I put it in the wrong part of the machine. I put it in, like, this part where there's a metal plate, and there's this space between the metal plate and the side of the machine, because the money fitted in there. So you didn't notice the flashing light where it says deposits? Did I hear laughter in the background? Now, I understand where I was supposed to put it because my daughter showed me. She's 14. She could figure it out. I mean, she saw it. But at the time, she was waiting in the car. She just got out when I couldn't find it, after I had realized that I had done something wrong. I didn't see the slot where I was supposed to put it. And then I noticed that it didn't show up on the screen, and I realized something was wrong. And that's when... Do you mind if I put you on hold? No, not at all. It took a long time. Eventually, I was informed that there were guys who came every day to take the cash out of the ATM, and when they did, they might be able to find the cash I had put in the machine. But they might not be able to find it because the very serious male voice on the other end of the line intoned, "There's a deep hole under the machine, and if money was just inserted into the front of the machine, it might fall down into that hole." "Is there other money down there?" "Well, usually people find the correct hole." "How deep down does the hole go?" I pictured a hole going deep into the center of the earth, lashed all around with flames. "It's pretty far down, and it's awkward to get to. I'll learn more from the technician. Let me get your phone number, and I'll call you after they have serviced the machines for the day." "So the money isn't just stuck in the front of the machine, where I put it?" "No. From where it sounds like you put your $300, it would have fallen all the way into the reservoir at the bottom, deep under the ATM machine." "Is that a place that your guys can access?" "I really don't know. They're subcontractors we use. The people who work in the bank here don't open the ATMs or deal with them at all. That's a job for our subcontractors."
"I see.
So, let me make sure I got this right one more time. In what part of the machine exactly did you place the money?"
"It's like a metal plate. It's on the right side of the touch screen. It's shiny metal, and there's this little gap there, like a slit, from the top, and it was big enough to put the money in."
"Okay. We'll do our best, and I'll be getting back to you this afternoon." This time, I definitely heard laughter. Back at home after work, I told my daughter what the bank manager had told me. He had told me when he called me back that the bank was going to credit my account with the money.
"That must have been pretty embarrassing," she said. "But at least now, if you ever want to deposit money again, you know how to use the right hole."
"True," I said. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.